limo driver has no obligation to take me home?
No. You're an idiot.
This limo passenger wasn't the life of the party.
He was screaming, take me home right now.
I was definitely rude.
And had been drinking.
Then it was the end of the road.
Mr. Donica just started pounding me in the face.
He yanked me out of the limo.
You're here before one of the most difficult people on the planet, and you can't keep your temper.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Limo company owner Scott Braslaw is suing former client Daniel Donica for assault, medical bills, and pain and suffering.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 140 on the calendar, the matter of Braslaw versus Donica.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Mr. Braslaw, do you work for a limousine company, or is this your own limousine that you drive?
No, ma'am. I own the company.
How long have you owned the company?
3 years.
How many limousines do you own?
I have two and a town car.
And you have drivers who work for you?
Yes, ma'am.
But you were working this party on May 19th.
Yes, ma'am. I chose to work it myself. I needed the money.
It's okay. Who hired you for this party?
Mrs. Wellendorf. I have a copy of the contract.
I'd like to see it. Okay. And you were a guest going to Vic and Anthony's steakhouse?
Correct. One of nine.
Okay. It is your claim that the defendant assaulted you?
Yes, ma'am.
You want your medical bills paid, and do you want damages for the assault?
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says he wants a return of money for limo fees. I don't have any proof that he paid you any. A ruined suit.
I've got proof for that. I'm sorry.
Just a second. You paid him directly?
I paid my part to the Wellendorfs.
I don't care. You deal with the Wellendorfs. Not him. Now, the plaintiff picked you up for dinner with your wife. Did he pick you up at your home, or did you meet at the Wellendorfs?
My wife.
No, don't look at her. I'm asking you a question.
I think they picked us up at the Wellendorfs or our house.
Just a second. Did the Wellendorfs live right next? Don't speak. Let me do my work, would you please?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's the Wellendorfs?
At the Wellendorfs, yes.
Now you can step outside.
Me?
You. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to him. Now, since your wife refreshed your recollection as to where plaintiff picked you up, how far do you live from the Wellendorfs?
Less than a mile.
How did you get there?
They came over and picked us up, so we wouldn't have to drive later in that evening.
What time did they come to pick you up?
I believe it was around 7 p.m.
Had they picked everyone up?
Everybody came to the Wellendorfs, and we went from there.
What I'm asking you is, how did everyone get to the Wellendorfs?
I'm not sure. The Wellendorfs came and picked us up personally, and then the other guests arrived after we were there, so I was not aware of how they came to be there.
Got there. So you were the only ones that the Wellendorfs picked up?
No. Everybody else came to the Wellendorfs, and they were all... Okay, sorry. I'm not understanding what you're asking.
Well, I'm speaking in English. The Wellendorfs... The Wellendorfs came to pick you up so you wouldn't have to drive back.
Correct.
There were, according to you, nine people in the car, so there were other guests.
Correct.
My question to you was, did the Wellendorfs pick up the other guests so that they wouldn't have to drive home?
No, they did not.
So the other guests drove to the Wellendorfs.
Correct.
And you were the only ones that they didn't want to drive home after dinner.
I wouldn't say that. That's just the way it worked out.
Okay. Now, they picked you up at about 7.
Correct.
What time did the limousine pick you up?
I got to the Wellendorfs a little before 7, and then the limo arrived at 7 to pick us up.
And you went to Vic and Anthony's steakhouse. The reason you took a limo is because you were all going to be drinking.
Correct.
What time did you leave Vic and Anthony's?
A little before 11, I believe.
And the limousine was there. So the limousine was there on time to pick you up at 7, and the limousine was there on time to pick you up at 11, because then the direction was that they were to take the party to a club on Main Street.
Correct. The reason we took the limo is in case anybody...
No. Okay. Don't tell me the reason you took. That calls for the operation of somebody else's mind.
Okay.
The plan was to go to Vic and Anthony's steakhouse and then to go to the club and drop off at 3 a.m. at Plum Street, which is the Wellendorf's address. Now, I assume you are familiar with this town.
Yes.
How long a ride was it from Plum Street to 2118 Lamar Street, which was the restaurant.
It's 30 miles, so about 25 minutes with no traffic.
Shh. 25 minutes. And how far is it from the steakhouse to the club?
5 minutes.
So it's close by.
Yes. Everything's downtown.
So that's all in the downtown area. And I would therefore assume it would take the same 25 to 30 minutes to take you back to Plum Street.
Correct.
And that was the instruction. Now, when you finished with dinner, everybody was going to the club. According to what I've read, you and your wife wanted to go home.
Yes, ma'am.
The plaintiff did not want to take you home, so that wasn't the agreement, because what you wanted added an extra hour onto the driving.
We had the limo from 7 to 3 o'clock in the morning.
This was the contract.
Okay.
From Plum Street to Vic and Anthony's to the club, and then drop off at 3 a.m. back at the Wellendorf's.
Correct.
What you were asking for was the driver to go 25 minutes to take you back, leaving, by the way, the rest of the 7 people at the club for that hour.
That's the reason we hired the limo.
Just a second. I don't know why all 9 of you hired the limo, sir. I don't know why. That calls for the operation of the mind of somebody else. I know what the contract reads. Contract doesn't read take passengers home at will. It reads what it is. So the driver said, no, I'm not going to take you home. Now, I want you to tell me what you said to the driver. You acknowledge in your answer that you were irritated.
Correct.
So if you remember, I would like you to tell me what you said to the plaintiff.
To be totally honest,
if you don't remember?
I was definitely rude. I admit
that.
No,
just a second. Definitely rude doesn't answer my question, sir.
Well, when you hire a limo and they refuse to take you somewhere, I would think that most people would be irritated. That's a normal response.
I've been in a lot more limos than you have.
I would agree.
Maybe if you don't use limos often, you don't know not to be rude. That's a possibility. Maybe you're not necessarily a rude person, but when you have alcohol, you get rude. That happens to some people. I didn't ask you to describe your conduct that night. I asked you to tell me what you said to the driver, and if you don't remember what you said to the driver, say, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Now, you weren't drinking that night.
No, ma'am.
Right? Because you were driving. So now you can tell me when the defendant said, we want to go home. You said, no, that's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to wait here to pick everybody up and go home together. I assume something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what the defendant said to you.
He was screaming. He was, take me home right now, you know.
Okay, that's not terrible. Take me home right now is not terrible.
But I offered to send him home with my money on a really...
No, he did not approve.
Listen, you can't control your temper when you're sober. Do you understand? When you're sober, when you're here in an unknown setting before one of the most difficult people on the planet, and you can't keep your temper sober. So don't shout out again.
Yes, ma'am.
Asking you a whole bunch of questions. You see how he kept his mouth shut? That's how you keep your mouth shut. Your wife may not say that to you, but I can. Now, saying to you, I want you to take me home right now, even shouting it to you, is not terrible. So what did you say to him? You started to say, I offered to send him home on my whatever, but I want you to tell me what you said to him.
Well, he was getting really irate, and I decided to pull the limo over and go and try to talk to him and have a solution.
Okay, and the solution that you offered was what?
Well, I offered to call Mrs. Wellendorf and get permission to take them back home and then drive back and pick them up. But Mrs. Wellendorf wouldn't answer her phone. I called like 10 times, and it ended up that her phone was in the limo, and I had no other contact numbers besides that one.
Okay, so you didn't offer to send him home. You offered to get in touch with Mrs. Wellendorf to find out if it was okay to leave the site.
Yes, ma'am.
And what did he say?
He was just really irate, saying to take him home right now to Montgomery.
And what happened next?
Well, as I said, I decided to pull the limo over and get out and try to talk to him. And he jumped out on his side, ran around the limo, and just started beating me in the face repeatedly.
Just a second. You pulled the limo over and you got out.
He yanked me out of the limo. Sorry.
He's lying.
You pulled the limo over and got out.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you near the club when you got out?
Yes, ma'am.
How near?
Very near, like 5 minutes.
So you had driven for 5 minutes?
Yes, ma'am. I had to leave. The club was really busy, and I had to find a place to park the limo somewhere where I could wait on the other clients to call to pick them up.
now. When you got out of the limo, I want you to describe exactly what happened. You got out of the limo and...
And headed to the back to talk to them. And Mr. Donica jumped out on his side, ran around the limo, and started pounding me in the face.
Do you have photographs of your injuries?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see them. Did you call the police?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
After he was hitting me in the face, he wasn't going to stop hitting me. And I decided at that point I had to fight back, and I hit him as hard as I could. It was kind of like David and Goliath. He's like 6'5". I'm only 5'10". He fell to the ground, and then he jumped right back up. And I got my phone out, and I told Mrs. Donica just stood there and watched the whole time, and she didn't say anything. And I told them I was going to call the police if they didn't leave the premises. And I guess they jumped in a Uber and left and went home.
That's not true. He got in his limo and left us under the highway in a big homeless area. It was a very dangerous area. He left us. He abandoned us. It's the truth.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
There's no question that the defendant would tell me that as he was being irate in the back of the car, that you were driving in an unsafe manner. I want you to tell me how they got knocked around the back of the limousine.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Limo company owner Scott Braslaw says former client Daniel Donica assaulted him during a night of drinking. Daniel is countersuing for the return of limo fees, a ruined suit, and pain and suffering.
Now, he stopped the car because you were yelling at him by slamming on the brakes. And according to you, when he did that, you were injured.
Correct. I've got photographs if you want to see them.
I would. Did you call the police?
No, ma'am.
The police subsequently came to your house. Who called the police?
I went and made a police report.
You made a police report when?
It happened on the 19th. I dropped them off on the 20th. I made the report on the 21st. I have a copy of that also.
I'd like to see it. When did the police come to your house, Mr. Donica?
I believe it was the 6th of June.
June 6th? They came to interview you for the first time?
Yes, ma'am.
Had they contacted you before?
No, ma'am.
And between the date that this incident happened and June 6th, when the police came to your house, you didn't file a complaint?
No, ma'am.
No. Now, Mr. Braslaw.
Yes, ma'am.
The day following this event that you drove for, did you speak to the person who had hired you?
Yes, ma'am. Right after when I picked them up, they called at 1 a.m. in the morning for pickup, and they came out. Everybody was very intoxicated, and I told Mrs. Wellendorf what had happened.
Do you have Mrs. Wellendorf's phone number?
It should be on the contract, ma'am.
Great. Is this Wellendorf? This is Judge Judy Scheinland. I'm here in Los Angeles. I'm in the midst of trying a case. I have a couple of questions for you about an incident that occurred on May 19th and May 20th. The contract that you had with the limousine company was to pick you all up at 7 o'clock in the evening. Is that correct? Was everyone driving to your house? Do you remember how the Donicas got to your house? Okay, you picked them up about what time? What were you doing between 6 and 7 o'clock? Okay, so you all had some cocktails first. Okay, now, there was this unfortunate incident with the limousine driver and Mr. Donica. I'd like you to tell me when Mr. Donica, not the limousine driver, I know the limousine driver told you what had happened the night you picked him up, but everybody had probably had a couple of drinks by that time. Did you ever get Mr. Donica's interpretation of the evening? Mrs. Wellendorf, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So, Mr. Donica, a couple of things that were a little off.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You wanted to go home early and leave the rest of the party, call an Uber, not have him take you home and leave the other seven people stranded there.
A limo driver has no obligation to take me home.
No. You're an idiot.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Limo company owner Scott Braslaw claims former client Daniel Donica assaulted him during a night of drinking.
Now, you didn't get there right before 7. They came and picked you up about an hour before so that you had cocktails for an hour while you were waiting for friends. She may have been mistaken. She said she picked you up early, so you all sat around having cocktails waiting for the other people to arrive.
Correct.
She discussed the fact that she did discuss what happened that evening with you, that despite the fact that you say he dragged you out of the car, that's not what you told her. You told her that the plaintiff was making very sharp turns, causing both you and your wife to fall within the limousine. When he finally stopped, you got out of the car.
He pulled me out of the car.
No, that's not what you told her. You were angry, your wife was on the floor, and you got out of the car, so did he. So there was no, according to her, no pulling you out of the car. Everyone, according to Mrs. Wellendorf, who said you were all drinking.
Correct.
And everyone, with the exception of the other people who came closer to 7, had started drinking at 6 or 6:30.
I had not.
And continued drinking through dinner.
I had 2 drinks all evening and 1 in the limo ride down there. So 3 total.
Now, my question to you, Mr. Braslaw, there's no question that the defendant would tell me that as he was being irate in the back of the car, that you were driving in an unsafe manner. I want you to tell me how they got knocked around the back of the limousine.
It never happened, ma'am.
Okay. So what you're suggesting, that the injuries that I see in his photographs were as a result of the fight that you had with him?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you seek any medical treatment?
Yes, ma'am. I have all those paperwork.
I'd like to see it. Any reason, Mr. Donica, if you claim that you were assaulted, that you didn't contact the police?
I wasn't raised that way, ma'am.
It wasn't what?
I wasn't raised that way.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Mr. Braslaw.
Yes, ma'am.
Your medical bills total $1,251. That you're going to pay. You're also going to pay $1,500 because you lost your temper that night. And if you can't drink, don't drink. He had no obligation to take you home. He had a contract.
A limo driver has no obligation to take me home?
No. You're an idiot. Limo's driver had an obligation to the person he contracted with. The contract was clear and specific. It provided 3 locations. If you got sick, didn't feel well, nauseous, whatever it was, what you're supposed to do, sir, if there are 9 people and you and your wife are just 2, is not have the limo driver take you home, which is an extra hour, which takes him away from the venue for the majority of the people for at least an hour when maybe somebody got sick. Maybe somebody else wanted to go home and he wouldn't be available. So if you wanted to go home early, what you do is you call a cab, call an
Uber.
Limo. Listen to my words. Do exactly what you did from where he dropped you off, which Mrs. Wellington said was take an Uber. And if you wanted to go home early and leave the rest of the party, call an Uber, not have him take you home and leave the other 7 people stranded there. Judging for the plaintiff, the amount of $2,751. We're done. Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Please are excused when they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Your daughter's been living with her father. How much do you pay in support?
A custody battle turns the tables.
I buy her clothes.
I used to hear that from men all the time. I said, that's not support. Dollars. Money.
Judge Judy.
I'm real happy with it. She saw right through Mr. Donica and got justice.
Who takes a cab from a limo?
Jumped out of that limo, ran around, and just wailed on me.
We didn't want to stay out and party. We wanted to go home. That's the whole point of the limo.
He definitely has a problem. I hope he gets some help.
Absolutely not. I'd do it all again.
It was just one bad apple and a bunch.
Money well spent. I would do it again.
Yeah, and ruined it for everybody.
Private pictures become public.
A person who maliciously posts photographs is a lowlife, piece of dirt. You would agree with that, right?
Oh, of course, Your Honor.
Prove to me that he posted them.
And the witness.
She's in the back.
Yes.
Bring her out, please.
Is the girlfriend they both share.
Excuse me.
Sir.
What do you think? This is the love connection. Would you bring the witness up here?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. LaRonda Redd is suing her former friend's boyfriend, Avery Washington, for posting nude pictures of her on the internet.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 107 on the calendar, in the matter of Redd versus Washington.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
This case involves your allegation that the defendant posted some pictures of you on the internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Pictures that you didn't want to be posted on the internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Now let me see, Mr. Washington, if I understand the relationship that you had with the plaintiff. You have a girlfriend.
That's correct.
Whose name is?
Jasmine.
Jasmine was a friend of the plaintiff's.
Or more than friends.
They were more than friends, but at least friends.
Yes.
And there came a time when you and the girlfriend, Jasmine, got into a sort of an argument and broke up. Mm. You and Jasmine were not together.
Several times over our three-year relationship, that's occurred. Okay.
But you and Jasmine were friends for a long time.
Yes.
And you very foolishly, and I repeat this out there to everyone, very foolishly took pictures of yourself that you wouldn't want to see pasted on the front page of any newspaper.
Yes, ma'am.
And you sent them to Jasmine.
Yes.
Did you send them to anyone else?
No.
Why did you send them to Jasmine?
It was something that we discussed, and I showed her what was done.
And it is your allegation that Mr. Washington, who was jealous of your relationship with Jasmine, got hold of those photographs and put them up on the internet.
Yes, ma'am.
Causing you all kinds of aggravation and stress.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, she has to prove that to me.
Correct.
And I assume she's going to be able to prove that to me. At least I would suspect that she was here and was able to prove that to me. You would agree, Mr. Washington, that a person who maliciously posts photographs that were inclined to embarrass somebody is a lowlife, piece of dirt. You would agree with that, right?
Oh, of course, Your Honor.
Because that's what I think that they are. Somebody who intentionally would take a photograph that was not intended for them and publish it with the idea of embarrassing somebody really would deserve to pay. You would agree with that?
Of course.
Great. You have the photograph?
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it. Okay. Outrageous, stupid for you to send. You know, you're young, you get to be older, you recognize you don't take pictures or allow somebody else to take pictures of you that don't make you look your best. Believe me, I know that. I go like this a lot. Prove to me that he posted them.
I actually have a recording. Once the pictures were posted, I called Jasmine in regards to that, and they were arguing over the phone.
Who? Mr. Washington and Jasmine?
Yes, they were arguing over the phone.
They were together?
I believe so. At the time, they were together when the picture was posted. Yes.
No. I mean, when you called Jasmine, Mr. Washington was there.
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, then how do you know that they were arguing?
Because I picked Jasmine up alone, and Jasmine and Mr. Washington was on the phone together while she was with me.
Okay, so she was with you, and you have a recording of her speaking to Mr. Washington.
Yes.
Where he acknowledges that he posted the pictures.
Or that he will threaten to post things that are in her personal phone. That's what it was.
Or that he had possession of her phone.
Yes.
That were in her personal phone, and he threatened to post them.
Yes.
You think she has that?
I That conversation never took place, so I don't see how she
just
could.
Just a second. Let's just be clear. You never had a conversation with your girlfriend, Jasmine, about the fact that you had gotten possession of her personal phone. From my eyes, be careful what you say. Are you telling me that you never had a conversation with Jasmine about the fact that you had gotten possession of her personal phone and saw pictures of the plaintiff? Are you telling me you never had that conversation with Jasmine?
There was a time when Jasmine called me and asked me a pointed question.
And I said, come on.
She asked me, did I post pictures of LaRonda?
Well, in order to ask if you posted pictures of the plaintiff, you had to have possession of her phone. I'm not stupid. Do you understand?
That is correct. That is what she asked me.
Had you had possession of her phone for a period of time?
No. And at the time when she asked that question, she was in possession of her own phone.
I didn't ask you whether at the time whether she had possession of her phone. I asked you whether or not at some period of time you took, I don't care if it's for 5 minutes, possession of her phone and looked through her phone. Is that what you're telling me? Be careful what you say, sir. You never know where I'm going. So it's always better to tell me the truth. She still may not be able to prove that you posted the pictures, but don't think about lying to me. Was there a time, even for 5 minutes, that you had possession of a phone and saw pictures of the plaintiff?
I've been with Jasmine for 3 years. There's many times when I've had possession of her phone. None of those times have I ever seen pictures of LaRonda.
Now I'll hear it. Is that it? Now, when did you have this argument with your girlfriend about your keys and your property?
I don't remember having such argument with Jasmine about...
Well, that's you on the phone.
No.
That's not you on the phone.
No.
Can I have your girlfriend's telephone number?
Yes.
Is she traveling with you today?
Yes.
So she's in the back?
Yes.
Bring her out, please. Be easier, it can be hard. Because you see, this is the problem. If your girlfriend, because you're back on again, correct?
That's true.
If she refuses to come out, if she cared about you and supported your version of the events, what she would do is come out and tell me that. Do you understand? If she refuses to come out, that means he's my guy and I'm not going to testify against him.
Or could it possibly...
Do you understand? No,
or could it possibly
be
she doesn't want to be caught up in the middle of this?
No, couldn't possibly be that. Impossible that it could possibly be that.
I think that's a great possibility.
No, there is no possibility. Because if the pictures were only sent to your girlfriend, her mother, her brother, somebody else, it's possible. But more likely you, because of something that you said to me at the very beginning of this case when I said the plaintiff and your girlfriend were friends. And you said, do you remember what you said?
More than friends.
More than friends. That was telling to me. So it was this, yes, they were friends. That was nothing to be wrong. They were friends. You had an itch.
Follow me.
Bert, would you bring the witness up here, please, and swear her? Excuse me.
Sir.
What do you think? This is the love connection. Would you bring the witness up here and swear her, please?
Step up here, ma'am. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth in these matters?
Yes.
State your name for the record.
Jasmine.
Last name?
Melton.
Have a seat.
Jasmine, I want you to listen to something. Play the audio. Stop the audio. Now, remember that conversation? My question is, do you remember the conversation?
Yes.
You were in the car with the plaintiff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh is not an answer. Yes is an answer or no.
Yes.
And you were talking to your boyfriend.
Yes.
And at the time you had an argument with him. He wanted some property.
Yes.
What property did he want?
I don't recall. I don't remember what we was arguing about.
Well, he wanted his keys. Does that refresh your recollection?
Yeah.
He wanted his keys. Keys to what?
Keys to car.
Car. And when he said that you had fought for, because there's much more to this audio tape, which I've heard before you got here. So you had an argument, but she said lasted 3 hours. Did it last 3 hours?
Somewhat.
And during that time, he threatened to do something. What did he threaten to do?
I don't recall. We was arguing about a lot of stuff that day. It was a lot going on.
But you do remember the argument, and you do remember the car.
Yeah.
Good. She can go out now. See, I didn't even have to break up your relationship. All I had to prove that you were a liar, because you said that wasn't you, right?
Wasn't me.
I didn't have to do anything else. I didn't have to break up the romance. All I had to do was say who's lying and who's not. And the liar would be you, because that was you. That's what she says. Unless she's a liar. Is she a liar?
She's confused, Your Honor.
No, she's not confused.
She didn't look confused to me.
She didn't look confused to me.
I know
the difference between confused and lying. Judgment for the plaintiff and the amount of $5,000. We're finished.
Are you excused? You may step out.
Her and my girlfriend have their own relationship.
I don't have anything to say.
I'm just glad it's over.
I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it no more.
Guess today the law prevailed.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Shannon Lennison versus Berry. Step forward.
23-year-olds Forbes Shannon and Zach Lennison are suing their former roommate, Michael Berry, for breaking their lease and causing damage to the home. Michael is countersuing for an illegal eviction, storage fees, and assault.
All right. The three of you tried to be roommates. It didn't work out, and now you're bothering us.
You're right, Your Honor.
You're right. I know I'm right. So let's deal with this quickly and expeditiously, because it's sushi day today.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I only let him stay for a weekend.
Now it's a weekend. It went, Mr. Burry, from one night to a weekend.
Yeah, he was there for one day. Or two nights, I mean.
You got to get your story straight, sir.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I know that you know.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Forbes Shannon and Zach Lennison say former roommate Michael Burry owes for breaking a lease and damaging property.
Now, the three of you moved into an apartment on what date?
We moved into a house together August 1st, 2017.
And according to both of you, because there is a claim and a cross claim for an assault, let's get rid of that first. According to you,
yes.
Your last name is?
Shannon.
Yeah. Shannon, Mr. Shannon. There was an incident in the house involving the defendant where he was drunk, and that was back in August, the month you moved in.
You're right, Your Honor. There were...
a second. Correct? And that's the same incident that you refer to in August, the month you moved in.
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. And then you remained living together. I assume there was no police action taken with regard to this alleged assault back in August.
No, Your Honor.
The interaction actually started with a police officer, Your Honor.
No, I understand it started with a police officer. According to you, calling to say that he was drunk, could you please send a car or come and pick him up from someplace? I don't care. But there was no police reports with regard to these alleged assaults back in August of 2017. And the three of you continued to reside together for another 6 months until the next incident, which you allege is in January of 2018. So you lived together August, September, October, November, December, and January, 6 months. So I don't care about the assault. Do you understand? It's like two married people having a fight. They have a fight. They tussle around, then they continue to live together for 2 years. One of them finally says, I want a divorce. And all of a sudden, this tussle that they had 2 years before becomes a major geschichte. So you continue to live as three nice married people from August until January. And then in January, Mr. Burry, did you have a friend move in with you?
No, Your Honor.
Did you have a friend come to stay with you?
He stayed for one night.
Did you have a friend come to stay with you? What's the friend's name?
Seth.
On what date did he come?
It was in January. I don't know an exact day.
Why did he come?
He wanted to move here. I let him stay for a day.
Just a second. He wanted to move to where?
Phoenix.
Did you discuss that with your roommate?
Yes, I did.
Okay, which one or both?
I talked to both of them. I originally told them he would be staying for a week. When they said no, I only let him stay for a weekend.
Well, now it's a weekend. It went, Mr. Burry, from one night to a weekend. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So that incident resulted in the landlord telling you he couldn't stay.
I never spoke to the landlord.
Well, he moved out, right? He left.
Yeah, he was there for one day, or two nights, I mean. Two nights.
You got to get your story straight, sir.
I know, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I know that you know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you don't think that I think it was a good idea for you to say, listen, move out because this is not working out, then there's something wrong with you. And I thought that here you came in a suit with a tie that you were normal.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Forbes Shannon and Zach Lennison say former roommate Michael Burry owes for breaking a lease and damaging property.
So that incident resulted in the landlord telling you he couldn't stay.
I never spoke to the landlord.
Well, he moved out, right? He left.
Yeah, he was there for one day, or two nights, I mean.
You got to get your story straight, sir.
I know, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I know, and I know that you know. Okay, so that was in January. But at that point, you had sort of had it with each other because they wanted him out, and you decided it was best that you terminate this roommate relationship. That's according to the complaint and the answer that I got. You certainly didn't want to live with people who, according to you, intimidated you and beat you, right?
No,
and they didn't want to live with somebody that they allege is a drunk and was assaultive. So it was a good idea that you move out.
We came to mutual agreement that I would move out. He brought up the,
Your Honor,
that they wanted another roommate.
Sorry.
Just a second. Well, Mr. Shannon, if you don't think that I think it was a good idea for you to say, listen, move out because this is not working out, then there's something wrong with you. And I thought that here you came in a suit with a tie that you were normal. I wouldn't want to live with somebody who was assaultive and brings a criminal friend home that you had to get the landlord involved with.
Absolutely.
Right? You're not an idiot.
No.
Right?
Your Honor.
You would have been happy if he left.
Yes,
we
did have
course.
A conversation about him leaving.
Of course.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course. For sure.
Yeah.
So it was a good thing that he left.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he did leave in April. And he paid his rent for January?
Yes, Your Honor.
February?
Yes, Your Honor.
March?
Yes, Your Honor.
And he left in April. You left the beginning, middle, or end of April?
The last day of April.
Did you pay April's rent?
Yes.
Are you still in the house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's great. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Very much.
Thank you.
More peaceful now.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Good. And who's living there with you?
So we have a friend that's moving in on July 1st. That's when he moves in.
Well, but he was supposed to move in before.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Are you still in the house?
Yes, Your Honor.
Good for you.
Thank you.
That's great. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Very much.
Thank you.
More peaceful now.
Absolutely, Your Honor.
Good. And who's living there with you?
So we have a friend that's moving in on July 1st. That's when he moves in.
Well, but he was supposed to move in before. But he was supposed to move in before.
Yes, Your Honor.
You have no case. Neither do you. Do you understand? Didn't work out.
Your Honor, if I may say something.
You could say whatever you want.
Okay.
For the 30 seconds.
Okay, Your Honor. Yes, absolutely. We did suggest that the defendant move out because it obviously wasn't working for any of us. But we made it very, very, very clear that neither plaintiff or I could afford to pay this rent that he agreed to.
Okay.
So the argument really was, I spoke with our land leasing company, and there is...
Just a second. You had this discussion with him in January.
Yeah, we had
this
discussion.
You had this discussion in January. Mr. Shannon, listen to me very carefully. He didn't move out until the end of April. That gave you January, February, March, and April, 4 months to find a third roommate. If you didn't, that's your problem. Goodbye.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Usually if I play beer pong, it's with beer, not with hard liquor.
An underage drinker tests his limits.
You had to take him to the hospital that night because he drank too much and he had alcohol poisoning.
Judge Judy.
I disagree with the decision, but the defendant still has to live with himself, so.
I'm just glad I don't have to talk to these guys anymore.
Alcohol, idiocy, a lot of chlorine in his gene pool, lots of things.
They left me downtown Scottsdale with no way to get home.
He sucker punched my roommate, threw me into a wall, said he was going to slit my throat in my sleep, so.
I never did that.
I mean, basically, he came in the house rumbling, tumbling.
We got in an argument.
Ducking his head, looking straight at the floor, and swinging those little fists of his with all the fury he contains in his entire body.
After I was punched, yeah.
I did put him in his place.
I tried to get them off me.
I punched him in the face.
So I was just pushing a little bit.
Happily so, I did knock him out.
He gave me a bulging black eye.
Smells like a dusty beach flip-flop, and he looks like an old crusty sand dollar. So I would say no, absolutely not.
There is no friendship with these people.
You just gotta keep your wits about you and be willing to throw them out as soon as they threaten to slit your throat.
I'm just excited to move on with my life.
You know, I mean, this is the best thing he'll ever do in his life, so I hope he's happy.